Today we're going deep on a very specific kind of kick sound, a roughneck, heavyweight, ghost-aware kick for jungle and old-school DNB vibes in Ableton Live 12. And when I say heavyweight, I don't mean just louder. I mean physically weighty, sub-friendly, and built to survive a busy breakbeat without stepping all over the low end. That's the whole game here. In drum and bass, the kick is never living alone. It's always negotiating with the sub, the break, the bass line, and the arrangement. So the goal is not a giant kick in solo. The goal is a kick that feels massive in context. A good way to think about this is transient, body, and ghost. The transient is the front edge. That's the little snap that helps the kick cut through chopped breaks and dense drum programming. The body is the weight. That's the part that gives the kick its physical push, usually living somewhere in the low bass and low mid bass area. And the ghost is the shadow. That's the subtle tail or filtered duplicate that makes the kick feel deeper, darker, and more forceful without actually eating all the headroom. So let's build that from scratch. Start by choosing a kick sample that already has attitude. Don't reach for a super polished house kick or something ultra clicky and techno-shaped. For jungle and roughneck DNB, you want a kick with a solid low fundamental and a clean enough attack to hold its own next to a break. Drop it into a new audio track or a drum rock pad, then loop a single hit and listen with your break and sub bass playing. This is important. Don't design the kick in isolation. If it sounds amazing solo but vanishes or muddies the mix when the bass enters, it's not the right kick yet. Now add EQ8 first and do only the basics. If the kick is muddy, try a gentle dip somewhere around 180 to 300 HC. If it needs a little more knock, a subtle bell boost around 50 to 90 HC can help, but only if the sub lane leaves room for it. Be careful here. In this style, we're not trying to make the kick into a giant sustained bass note. We're trying to make it feel like a pressure hit. Our really useful advanced mindset here is to think in envelopes, not just EQ. A lot of the perceived weight comes from how the kick arrives and disappears. If the front edge is right, you often don't need a massive low shelf at all. Next, build the kick as three layers inside a drum rack. Layer 1 is the transient or click layer. This is the definition. On that layer, use saturator with a little drive, maybe around 2 to 5 dB, then use EQ8 to cut the low end, below roughly 120 to 180 HE. You want this layer to speak in the upper attack, not in the sub region. Layer 2 is the body layer. This is where drum bus shines. Start with a moderate amount of drive, maybe around 5 to 12%. Keep boom low at first, and bring in transients only if you need more smack. The point of drum bus here is not just more bass. The point is density, punch, and low-end pressure that still stays controlled. Layer 3 is the ghost layer. This is the secret sauce. Take a duplicate of the kick body or a second copy in another chain and make it darker, quieter, and shorter. Put auto filter on it, set it to low pass, and start the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 220 HC. Pull the level down with utility by maybe 8 to 15 dB relative to the main kick. If the tail rings too long, shorten it with envelope controls or clip shaping. The ghost layer should be felt more than heard. It's not there to announce itself. It's there to make the kick feel like it drops into the floor instead of stopping on the floor. That little sensation is huge in jungle and dark rollers. It gives the groove that subterranean inhale and exhale. Now shape the main body with drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices in live for this job, because it can add density, transient snap, and low-end reinforcement really fast. Try boom around 10 to 25% if the source needs it, and tune the boom frequency near the kick's actual fundamental, often somewhere around 45 to 70 HE. But here's the trap. Too much boom can make the kick sound huge in solo and weak in the mix. If the sub starts fighting it, lower the boom before you touch the volume. That's a classic heavyweight DNB move. Design the weight, don't just boost it. Now for the ghost deep dive. Duplicate the kick body or use another copy in the rack, and make it a shadow version. Low pass it, lower the gain, and shorten the tail. This layer can also be tuned slightly if needed. If you're using simpler, try classic or one-shot mode depending on how the sample behaves, and use the decay or release controls to shape the tail. If the track has a strong key center, tune the kick to match or at least sit comfortably with the bass line. Put tuner or spectrum on the kick track and check where the low fundamental lives. In this style, if the track is centered around something like F, F sharp, G, or G sharp, it often helps if the kick fundamental is in that neighborhood too. If the kick and the sub are both trying to own the exact same space, one of them needs to speak more through harmonics, and the other needs to own the actual bottom. That's one of the secrets to making a mix feel massive without turning into low-frequency soup. Now let's talk about the sub lane, because the kick only feels huge if the sub cooperates. Build a clean sub with operator using a sine oscillator or a very clean sine-based sound in Wavetable. Then use sidechain compression from the kick, but keep it disciplined. Fast attack, release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds, and just enough gain reduction to create breathing room. Not every track needs obvious pumping. In a lot of old-school and jungle-inspired material, subtle interlocking movement feels heavier than big dramatic ducking. Make sure the sub is mono. Check that often. Use utility on the sub track if needed, and keep testing in mono so you know the low end is actually solid, not just wide and flattering on speakers. Now, another advanced move, use transient and envelope editing so the kick can survive break edits. If the transient is too soft, it'll disappear into the break. If it's too sharp, it can sound disconnected from the groove. So be precise. Use drum bus transient control, clip gain, envelope shaping, and if necessary, tiny EQ pockets carved into the break. A small dip around 80 to 140 Hz in the break can give the kick room to speak. Sometimes even a little reduction in the 2 to 5 kHz range helps if the click is getting masked. You can also split the kick into two rolls, one shorter, tighter layer for the front edge, and one slightly longer layer for the physical after feel. Blend those together and you get something that feels crisp and deep at the same time. Once the layers are working, route them to a kick bus or kick group. This gives you one place to glue everything together. Add glue compressor gently, maybe a 2 to 1 ratio, slow enough attack to let the transient through, and only a couple dB of gain reduction at most. We're not crushing the life out of it, we're just making the layers behave like one instrument. After the compressor, use EQ8 if the combined layers are boxy or need a tiny cleanup, maybe a small dip in the low mids, maybe a little high shelf if you need presence, but don't overdo the top. A Roughneck kick should not turn into a tiny click machine. And this is where arrangement comes in. In DNB, the kick is part of the phrasing. It's not just a loop. In the intro, you might keep it restrained or slightly filtered. Then as the track opens up, the ghost layer can become more audible. On the drop, the full weight kick lands with the sub. Later, you can automate tiny changes like more drive, a cutoff opening on the ghost layer, or a brief gain lift before a turnaround. That's how you make the kick feel alive across the track. A static kick can work, but a kick that changes character with the arrangement feels way more intentional and usually hits harder. Here's a really useful coaching note. Check the kick at two monitoring levels. At low volume, you'll hear whether the body is actually present. At loud volume, you'll hear whether the transient is too pokey. If it works at both, you're in a great place. Also, don't let one device do everything. A strong kick often comes from a chain where each stage has one job, one device for density, one for shape, one for cleanup, one for movement. That's how you keep it focused and powerful. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, making the kick too long. If the tail hangs around too much, it'll fight the sub. Shorten the decay and let the sub own the sustain. Second, boosting low end instead of designing it. Heavyweight kicks usually come from layering and shaping, not from slamming EQ boosts. Third, ignoring the sub relationship. Tune both elements, sidechain lightly, and keep checking in mono. Fourth, overclicking the kick. Too much top-end attack can make the sound cheap if the break is already sharp. Fifth, too much boom and drum bus. That one is sneaky. Solo sounds huge, mix sounds messy. Now for a few pro tricks if you want it darker and heavier. You can use subtle saturation before cleanup EQ to create harmonics that help the kick translate on systems that don't reproduce sub perfectly. You can layer a very quiet sub shadow under the kick. That's especially effective in darker rollers. Keep it narrow and low. You can automate the ghost layer cutoff so it opens slightly before a drop. That little move can make the whole section feel darker and deeper. You can even resample a bit of break ambience or tail and tuck it under select kick hits for a more organic jungle feel. And if you want extra impact, try a tiny pitch drop in the tail using simpler or clip pitch automation. Keep it subtle. It should feel like pressure, not like a special effect. Here's a simple practice challenge. Make three versions of the kick in the same project. Version 1 is clean and punchy, with minimal processing, just enough to hear the raw transient and body. Version 2 is weighted, with drum bus and a light EQ carve so it feels thicker without beating louder. Version 3 is the ghost deep dive, with a filtered shadow layer, lower gain, and a shorter tail. Then loop each one against a chopped break, a sine sub, and a simple bass line. Listen in mono. Listen at low volume and at moderate volume. Ask yourself which version feels strongest without masking the bass line, which one leaves the best space, and which one feels most authentic for jungle or dark roller energy. Finally, Automate the ghost layer cutoff over 8 bars and see whether the drop feels deeper when that shadow opens up slightly into the phrase. So to wrap it up, the recipe is simple. Even if the details matter a lot, build the kick as transient, body and ghost. Use drum bus, EQ8, utility, auto filter, compressor, and glue compressor as your core tools. Keep the low end tuned, controlled, and monosafe. Let the sub own the sustain, while the kick owns the strike, and let arrangement and automation turn the kick into part of the drum phrasing, not just a static sample. If you get that balance right, the kick won't just be loud, it'll feel like pressure.